This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is putting on a cover crop field day. Here's Cord Louie with more details.
Yeah, so we were sort of looking for something to do with the cost share funds that we got this year, and we sort of decided how are we going to use the money to benefit the people of Montgomery County. And so we sort of looked and we decided, why don't we have an educational event about cover crops? And also, while it is a cover crop field day too, we are planning on having a strip-till barge there as well, just to sort of show people some of the different options that you can do with cover crops and with strip-till as well.
And I know that I looked at the flyer, and there's supposed to be quite a few speakers and demonstrations. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so we have Abigail Peterson and Jim Eiserman. Both of them are part of a great organization called Soil Health Partnership. And they are mainly looking at some of the different, they're looking at some tangible evidence and research that we can use to promote cover crops as far as a case-by-case basis. So a lot of times we think that cover crops are just sort of a cookie-cutter sort of idea, and they're doing a lot of research that proves, you know, that we can come up with different systems that work per a farm basis. So Abigail Peterson, she'll be talking about the research that they conduct. Jim Eiserman will actually be discussing grazing applications with cover crops. So that was sort of one of the things that I was looking at doing is, you know, sometimes we think of cover crops just being the one trick pony and that we want them out there in the field so that we have vegetation out there. But I wanted to bring the livestock producers of Montgomery County to the table too and say, hey, you know, sometimes you do, maybe you need, you know, a little bit more hay, and we have applications for that. Or if you're just looking to graze it, if you want to extend your grazing season a little bit in the fall or even in the spring too before you plant your commodity crop out there in the field, we want to let them know that that's definitely an option as well. Along with those two, we also have Doug Hansen, who's with Pro Harvest Seed. They donated seed for our cover crop plot, so he'll be there talking about the different seed mixtures out there in the cover crop plots as well. We'll have Steve Steerwalt from Champaign County Soil and Water Conservation District discussing a new program that the districts are sort of looking at rolling out statewide, which is our STAR program, or Saving Tomorrow's Agricultural Resources. So you definitely want to show up and see that one. That's something that the districts are looking at doing statewide, and it's a program that has a lot of promise for us. Also, sort of a bit of an update, I have C.J. Liddell down from the Natural Resources Conservation Service who said he would be running a slake test and a rainfall simulator, and we'll still have the slake test and the rainfall simulator, but I actually have one of my associate directors, Dick Lyons, will be running the slake test and the rainfall simulator for me. And then on top of that, we have Bill Hyen, who actually, he'll be running our strip-till bar for us. He's been running a soil warrior for a couple years now, and he's really liked what he's seen out there in the field. And so we're really looking forward to hearing from him, too. And I know he'll be a good speaker for us.
And like you just told me a little bit ago, you're actually more of a livestock background. So I think that's great that you're trying to incorporate a little bit of everyone into this field day instead of just the crop people kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we have a diverse group of producers here in Montgomery County, so it was one of those things where we wanted to bring everybody to the table.
More from Cord about the upcoming field day after these messages. Mark your calendar for August 16th to attend the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District's Cover Crop Field Day. Here's Cord Louie with more information. Is there a fee to attend this event?
No, there is not. It was one of those things that as the Soil and Water Conservation District, we typically, when it comes to our funds, we're grant funded, and we just want to do things for Montgomery County, for the producers of them, and let them know that there are things out there that people are doing.
And so since you said this is kind of for everyone in Montgomery County, I assume that everyone's invited to attend?
Yes, absolutely. Just stop by the office and RSVP. We are having a lunch that day, too, so try to, if you can, RSVP by August 6th, but we have a little bit of wiggle room there, too, as far as making sure that we get an accurate head number for lunch.
And are they supposed to RSVP by August 6th if they just want to come without lunch also?
Well, if you just want to come, that's fine. You don't have to RSVP at all. But if you are looking to have lunch, we are offering one, and we would definitely like to have a good head number. So try to be about August 6th or shortly thereafter.
Okay. And where can listeners find more information?
Feel free to stop by the office. We're the brick building right next to, right south of Roger Jennings, in there with NRCS and FSA. So feel free to come by. And if you have any questions or if you want to RSVP, stop by the office or just go ahead and give us a call.
And besides this field day, are there any other events coming up?
So we do have our fall fish sale right now. I'm not going to get too in detail about that, but we are accepting orders. I will say that our orders are due September 10th, but the actual pickup date is September 17th at 8 a.m. So definitely if you have any pond needs, or if you're just sort of, even if you just have general questions about ponds, whether, you know, you're looking for a chemical routine or if you're looking to maybe avoid that, we can definitely come up, see if we can come up with something to help you out.
That was Cord Louie, resource conservationist with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn again this week. They will be selling today and Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. Go get some sweet corn before it's too late. This weekend is the 23rd annual Hillsboro Old Time Tractor Show. Come on out to the Lake Hillsboro Park for 2 days of family fun. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and there is no registration fee. Door prizes and best of class prizes will be given out throughout the day. The big tractor parade will begin at 11:30 a.m. and the garden tractor parade will begin at 1 p.m. Other implements are also welcome, anything 1982 or older. There will be tractor games and lawn tractor games. Bring the kiddos out for the kids' pedal tractor races and the kids' pedal tractor pool, sponsored by Wise Power Equipment, on Saturday at 11 a.m. Breakfast and lunch will be served by the Luck and Buck Saddle Club. There is a raffle, and all proceeds will go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. For more information or questions, contact Andy Thurick by phone at 217-534-2414 or Judy Probst at 217-538-2054. Next week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Tuesday is the 4-H Bottle Calf Show at 9 a.m. and the Dairy Show at 10 a.m. Wednesday is the Poultry Show at 9 a.m. Thursday is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday is Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef Show at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.